And back in this way, toward Lamont, there was another big range in there. And we boys always had horses to ride, and we knew the king of the woods, you know, these bulls, you know, that was king up yonder and one down here. You know, he done got to be where he could, was boss of the whole.
Is that right?
Knew the one that was the boss, you see, that they all stood back from. And we boys in the fall of the year, when you go to letting the fences down, letting the cows go in the field to get to glean the what was left in the field, you know, we would get on our horses and we'd work them two bulls together, you see. And they'd fight for 2-3 days.
They would.
They'd never been whipped, you know, they just, and they would, oh, they'd just plow up the ground. They'd snort and rear, and they would fight, man, they would be going bulls.
How about the male pig?
Pigs, well, male pigs, they would, they didn't have too many male pigs. They would castrate them when they was young and make what they call a barra out of a barra. A barra, I reckon what it is. A barra, and I reckon that's where it comes from. They would, of course, we'd have one for a breeding purpose. We'd pick out about the best one out of the stock to turn out for a stock hog, you know.
What are gilts? Did you have
gilts, that was a female, that's a gilt, you see.
Called
them old sow, you know, when they get bigger.
I see. And shoats?
How's that?
Did you have the word shoat?
Shoats, yeah, it's about a half-grown hog, I reckon. They're just young shoat.
One of the interesting things I was wondering about, would you use the word bull and stud and boar around women?
That's nothing around that. Bull, that's all right. Bulls and stallions, you know, and boar hogs, that's a male hog. And
there'd be nothing offensive about it.
No, so nothing offensive about that.
And I think you told me that you didn't raise many sheep.
No, so we never did have any sheep out there. There was no way to save wool, you know. Nobody would ever shear sheep at all. And another thing, they would go in the fields after the cotton was gathered, and it was always cucklebugs in the field, you see. And the wool, that wool get full of cucklebugs. He couldn't last long. It was just, you couldn't get the cucklebugs out of the wool, and a sheep don't have much chance there. You have to keep a sheep where there's no cucklebugs.
I see. I was wondering why wherever I go, they don't seem to have ever raised sheep, and that's probably the reason.
No, so they just, I reckon the cucklebugs are too bad in this country for sheep. Well, of course, in places, it's down here on the levee, Mississippi River levee, where there's just those pastures in there, and they graze on each side of that levee. They got a good many sheep in there, but of course, I imagine there's that's because there's they don't have cucklebugs in there.
Do you happen to remember how you used to call the different animals to come in?
I never would know how to call a sheep, but I know how to call a hog and cows and horses. I know what to call them. Call a horse. Coop, 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 coop. That's what we call a horse.
I see.